Mira and Harper Audio present Poison Study by Maria V. Snyder. Performed by Kristen Atherton.
Chapter 1. Locked in darkness that surrounded me like a coffin, I had nothing to distract me from the memories. Vivid recollections waited to ambush me whenever my mind wandered. Encompassed by the blackness, I remembered white-hot flames stabbing at my face. Though my hands had been tied to a post that dug sharply into my back, I had recoiled from the onslaught. The fire had pulled away just before blistering my skin, but my eyebrows and eyelashes had long since been singed off.
"Put the flames out,"
a man's rough voice had ordered. I blew at the blaze through cracked lips, dried by fire and fear. The moisture in my mouth had gone, and my teeth radiated heat as if they had been baked in an oven.
"Idiot," he cursed. "Not with your mouth. Use your mind. Put the flames out with your mind."
Closing my eyes, I attempted to focus my thoughts on making the inferno disappear. I was willing to do anything, no matter how irrational, to persuade the man to stop.
"Try harder."
Once again, the heat swung near my face, the bright light blinding me in spite of my closed eyelids.
"Set her hair on fire,"
a different voice instructed. He sounded younger and more eager than the other man.
"That should encourage her. Here, father, let me."
My body jerked with intense fear as I recognized the voice. I twisted to loosen the bonds that held me as my thoughts scattered into a mindless buzzing. A droning noise had echoed from my throat and grew louder until it had pervaded the room and quenched the flames. The loud, metallic clank of the lock startled me from my nightmarish memory. A wedge of pale yellow light sliced the darkness, then travelled along the stone wall as the heavy cell door opened. Caught in the lantern's glow, my eyes were seared by the brightness. I squeezed them shut as I cowered in the corner.
"Move it, rat, or you'll get the whip."
Two dungeon guards attached a chain to the metal collar on my neck and hauled me to my feet. I stumbled forward, pain blazing around my throat. As I stood on trembling legs, the guards efficiently chained my hands behind me and manacled my feet. I averted my eyes from the flickering light as they led me down the main corridor of the dungeon. Thick, rancid air puffed in my face. My bare feet shuffled through puddles of unidentifiable muck. Ignoring the calls and moans of the other prisoners, the guards never missed a step, but my heart lurched with every word.
"Someone's gonna swing.
Snap, crack, then your last meal slides down your legs.
One less rat to feed.
Take me, I want to die too."
We stopped. Through squinted eyes, I saw a staircase. In an effort to get my foot onto the first step, I tripped over the chains and fell. The guards dragged me up. The rough edges of the stone steps dug into my skin, peeling away exposed flesh on my arms and legs. After being pulled through two sets of thick metal doors, I was dumped onto the floor. Sunlight stabbed between my eyes. I shut them tight as tears spilled down my cheeks. It was the first time that I had seen daylight in seasons.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?